Let's go to the message this morning. I meet people all the time, and they're not just in our community. I meet them in church, Christian people who are depressed. Negative. It's like God ain't done enough. It's no wonder we don't win our world for Christ if we are the example that other people see as far as the blessing of God on our life. Y'all listening, yes or no? Say. I know that's ugly. It's the truth, guys. Hello, say. You know how I know this? Because I was lost. I was lost. I lived in a household where lost people lived. And a lot of the folks that we met, they didn't have a draw to us. Y'all listening, yes or no? Okay? And a lot of times it's because of that, what we're giving off, man. You know? So, and a lot of times we don't know what to do about it. So I came up with a little message to help you count your blessings. Say that with me. Count your. One more time. Count your. One more time. Count your. How many? Mama used to say it this way to me. She'd get on my rear end. I'm telling you right now. I'd call her as a pastor. Years ago, I'd call my mama and she'd say, get out your notepad. And write on the one side all the bad things in your life. And write on the other side the blessings of God. And after a while, I knew she was going to say it, so I just, okay, Mama, I know, I got it. I got it. I'm blessed, ain't I, Mama? She was just trying to get me to count my what. So I came up with a little something years ago to help you do that. Let's say you don't have your Bible on you sometime. How many usually all have, you always have a little bit of cash on you? Can I see your hand? Let me see your hand. Come on. Oh, I got a little bit of cash somewhere. I'm finding a little bit of cash somewhere. You know, because that's our society. We live with money. You need money to live, right? Say, sure you do. Got to have money, do this, money, do that, money, do that. Okay. So I thought, okay, they might not have their Bible with them, but they usually got a little money on them. Okay? And a lot of times we even count our blessings by the money we have. And I tell you, there's a lot more blessings than the money you got. Amen. Say, the greatest blessing you ever have in your life is people. Say people with me. One more time. One more time. God didn't give His Son for your money. He gave His Son for people. You understand? The Holy Spirit doesn't come and fill your billfold. He fills people. Amen. Say. Come on. You hear me now. So, people. The greatest asset you ever have is people. But we do focus on money so much. So I wanted to help you today. Let's count some blessings. Raj, here we go. Here's the message today called Show Me the Money. Y'all ready or not? I ain't got but 10 minutes. We got to go. Here we go. Show me the what. Y'all want to learn how to count your blessings? Now, some of you have done this with me before. We're going to do it again. Here we got the 1, to 5, to 10, to 20, to 50, and the 100. Now, I know a lot of you don't have no 100, do you, say? You got that 50 either, do you? You're lucky if you got a 20, don't you? I hear what you're saying. Come on. Here we go. Let's start out with the 1. Uh-oh, that was the 100. Start out this way. Here we go. Let's start out with the 1. Okay? There she is. And the 1. Okay. The $1 bill. Say 1 with me. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. For God so loved the world, He gave His one and only Son for me. Did you hear me? Yes or no? He gave His one Son for me. Remember that. God, just let me see. Now, what I'm telling you has nothing to do with His money. I just needed that one right there. You understand? Yes or no? Have I lost you? Come on. He gave His one and only Son for me. So here's your blessing. Say this with me. I am. So often we're down. I ain't got this. And I ain't got that. Well, you got the love of God. Ain't that something? Ain't that the most important thing? Ain't that numero uno? Isn't that number one, people? Yes or no? Say. Say. Yeah, but oh, so-and-so don't like me, and such-and-such happened, and so-and-so. But does God love you? Did He give His Son for you or not? Say, say, say. Wake up, get up, let's go. Come on, get your head up. Is that it or not? Come on, guys. Come on. What an only Son for me. Well, look at that. There's a one. How many years ago remember me doing this message of me giving the money away? You ain't getting it today. Get your own money. I figured out you blessed already without my money. Here we go. Let's do another one. Y'all all right? Say. 5. How many years do you can find you a five somewhere? Can you find a five somewhere? There you go. Here we go. A five. And Jesus, when He came out, He saw much people, and He was moved with compassion toward them because there were sheep not having a shepherd. And Jesus began to teach them many things. And when the day was now far spent, His disciples came and said, "Man, this is a desert place. It's getting late. Okay? Come on. Send the folks home. Send the folks home that they can go into the country round about and into the villages and get something to eat. Get them some bread." And He answered and said unto them, "Give you them to eat." And they left. These are thousands of people. And they said unto Him, "Shall we go and buy 200 penny worth of bread and give them to eat? Is that what you're telling us to do?" And He said unto them, "How many loaves have you? Go and see." And when they knew, they said, say it with me. They said, what? They said, what? Five and two fishes. And He commands them to make them all sit down by companies upon the green grass. They sat down in the ranks by hundreds and fifties. And when He had taken the what? Five loaves and two fishes. This will work with a $2 bill if you want it to, but anyway. He looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves, and He gave them to His disciples to set before them, and the two fishes divided He among them all. Say that with me, last verse, everything. Say it all with me. And they did all eat and were filled. One more time. And they did all eat and were filled. Five loaves. See this right here? Say, one and only Son, five what? Number one, I'm what? I'm loved. The five, I am what? And you know what? You can still take this $5 bill and go to McDonald's. You can still take a five and usually go to your Burger King. And you can go to, now you can go get everything on the menu, no. But you can go to Taco Bell. Shoot, I can get me two of them $2 deals, they call them. I can get two of those for $5. Me and Kim can eat for $5. Amen? What's the point? The point is I'm fed. Did you hear me today? I'm what? Are you blessed? Yes or no? See, I'm loved and I'm fed, and a lot of the world, they don't have what I have to eat. Y'all hearing me today? Yeah, but I want to be down. I want to be depressed. Well, you ought not be. You hear me? Yes or no? Come on. So anyway, that's a five. How are we doing? Ooh, it's getting late. Here we go. There's that 100 again. Got me a 10. Y'all right? 10. Say 10. 1, I am loved. 5, I am 10. 10. It came to pass as Jesus went to Jerusalem, He passed through the middle of the Samaritan Galilee, and as He entered into a certain village, there met Him 10 men that were what? Lepers. They had a disease where their skin, their flesh is rotting off their bones. It's just rotting. They're just standing there rotting. These people were made to go outside of town, even to leprous colonies, they called, that had to take them away from the people. So here they meet these people that are, their skin just falling off their bones. Can you believe it? Wow. That's incredible. So He passed by these lepers, and these lepers lifted up their voices saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when He saw them, He said unto them, "Go show yourselves unto the priest." And it came to pass that as they went, say it with me, they were what? Say clean. They were clean. They were clean. They were clean. And one of them, how many were there? How many? And how many? One of them. When he saw that he was healed, he turned back with a loud voice and glorified God. He fell down on his face at Jesus' feet and gave Him what? And he was a what? A Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, "Were there not 10 that were cleansed? But where are the 9? Okay. One and only Son, 5 loaves, 10 what? Lepers, 10 lepers. Here's the blessing for you. I am clean. Our sins, He's faithful just to forgive us our what? And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, I am what? Clean. So, a 1, I'm loved. A 5, I'm fed. And a 10, I'm... How y'all doing? Getting your head up. Amen. Well, I don't understand the Bible. Do you understand your billfold? Say. Billfold will preach too, won't it? Here's a 20. This is one of my favorite verses in the Bible because it was the verse the pastor was preaching the day I got saved. December 18, 1977, Eddie Zimmerman in Rockingham, North Carolina preached, "Behold, I stand at the door," and say it with me. Say it again. One more time. Come on. 10. Come on. 11. 14. 15. 16. 17. 18. 19. 20 knocks. 20 knocks. 20 knocks. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice and open the door, I'll come into him and I'll sup with him." Sup with him. That word means have fellowship with him. People ask me where I got the 20 knocks. Back it up, Raj. Revelation 3 what? Revelation 3 what? 20. It's that verse in the Bible that says Jesus is standing at your heart's door knocking. Are you blessed to have him at your door? Say. And he wants to have fellowship with you. So say 20 with me. 20 what? 20? 20 knocks. 20. I know this is a hard one. You'll be fine. 20 what? 20 what? 20 knocks. 20 knocks. So I have what? Fellowship with the Lord. So I'm loved. I'm fed. Now I'm clean. And now I have what? I have fellowship with the Lord. Am I blessed? Absolutely. Yeah, praise the Lord. Come on, we ought to praise the Lord. Absolutely. Come on. Here we go. We're almost done. Here we go. 50. Ooh. Ooh. 50. One and only son, 5 loaves, 10 lepers, 20 knocks, 50. 50 bucks. Okay? Peter comes to the Lord and says, "How often shall a brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till 7 times?" Jesus said unto him, "I don't say unto you 7, but until how many? 70 times 7. Therefore, Jesus tells a story. "Is the kingdom of heaven like unto a certain king which would take account of his servants?" Don't go to sleep on me. Come on. "And when he had begun to reckon, one," when he did all the money math on his servants, "one was brought to him which owed the king 10,000 talents. If you do the math, that's over $1 million. Guy owed him over $1 million. It's payday. It's payday. It's payday. Pay up day. "But for as much as this servant didn't have enough to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold." Well, sell him then. "And sell his wife. And sell his children. And sell everything that he has. And whatever you get, well, that's better than what he'd been giving me anyway." Amen? That's what he tells him. "The servant therefore fell down at his feet. Please, Lord, have patience on me and I'll pay you everything." Which is a lie. He ain't never going to pay him all that. But he asked for mercy. Fell at his feet. "And the Lord of that servant," the king, "was moved with" what? "Compassion. And he loosed him" and he what? "Forgave him." He forgave him. Now that same servant, when he was forgiven and set free to go back to his family and everything, he went out and found a fellow servant which owed him 100 pence. Take a wild guess how much that is. 50 bucks. He was forgiven $1 million. He finds a guy that owes him how much? 50 bucks. He laid his hands on him, and I can't believe this scripture, and took him by the what? Saying, "Pay me what you owe me." And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and said, "Have patience with me and I'll pay you everything." Could he probably have paid back the 50? Probably a good chance. But he would not hear it. But he went and he cast him into what? Till he paid the 50 measly bucks. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very, very upset. They came and told the king what was done. Then his Lord, after he had called him, said to him, "Oh, you wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you asked me to. Should you not also have had compassion on your fellow servant, even as I had pity on you?" And his Lord was angry. The king was angry and delivered him to the what? Tormentors, till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. Wow. Are you blessed or what? Yes, you are. What's 50? 50 is 50 bucks. 50 measly bucks. Say that with me. 50 what? 50 measly bucks. So I'm loved, I'm fed, I'm clean, I have fellowship. Say this with me. I am what? Woo! I am forgiven! Wow! That's what that 50 says to me. I can't see it anymore without thinking that. Amen? 50 measly bucks. I am forgiven. He forgave me all that. I should forgive other people. Amen? Say. But the blessing is, count your blessings. I am what? Forgiven. I am forgiven. Show me the money. Last one is this. Here we go. Mama Jordan, you're writing this down, ain't you? You're good to do that. Look at you. You're going to use it. Good. Amen. What cost $186 to do the message? I'm going to tell you right now, one of the more expensive messages I've preached. Here we go. Ready? Come on. Yeah, I have a giving heart. I know. I hear you. Here we go. Here's 100. We're done with the message. What man of you having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, does he not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he finds it? And when he finds it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost." I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repents, more than over 99 persons which need no repentance. Here's the 100 sheep. Say that with me. 100 sheep. 100 sheep. 100 sheep. And God, Jesus, our Savior, listen, He leaves the 99 and comes after you. He leaves the 99 and comes after me. Did you hear me? Yes or no? And I wrote down this. I matter to God. When I see 100, I think of those 100 sheep. And I think that He'd leave the 99 and He'd come get me. Amen? He cares that much for me. I matter to God. Did you get the message today? So I'm loved. I'm fed. I'm clean. Come on. I have fellowship, 20 knots. I am forgiven, and I matter to God. I got a feeling if you'd think like that and walk like that, this community we live in might be more attracted to us. You listening or not? Come on. You are blessed, aren't you? So show me the what? Money. Here we go. It's $186. Wow. I thought I'd just give it all to one person this time. Yeah, because, you know, if somebody gets a one, you feel like, oh, they just got a one. So anyway, I came up with a number 11. I am free. I'm free. And the people you're going to are not free. They're locked up. Take some gas money. Know that we love you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Love you. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm free, baby.